Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When you have this broad array of goals, you usually lose focus. You don't have enough focus, and before you know it, you can't remember one or two of those things on that list. And since a lot of times we're focused on getting things done, the things that we're going to do rather than who we're going to become, it loses steam. You know, you get discouraged because, I'll give you an example, weight loss. On the top five resolutions, losing weight is typically number one or two every year, year after year. Most people experience discouragement very quickly on that path and then abandon the whole thing entirely. So instead of focusing on a goal, something you're going to do or conquer, we talk a lot more about becoming a different person. Maybe it's the way we think, maybe it's the, you know, our attitudes, our beliefs, but it's becoming somebody different rather than that endless list of to-dos.
So good. In fact, you wrote that one of the reasons we fail at New Year's resolutions is that they encourage us to put the power of life change in our heads and hands with a game plan to change our habits, like you said. But the approach, you say, ignores the most important part of that life change, and that is the heart. So talk about this one-word idea and how it's different from New Year's resolutions and really how it was born in your heart.
Well, many years ago, Dan and I were accountability partners, which means we met every Friday morning at 6 a.m. for Bible study, fellowship, and really did life together. Our families were new families, newly married, kids were coming, and we knew that we needed to do life together to be our best. But we quickly discovered that these New Year's resolutions, Dan and I turned New Year's resolution into an art form. We would create these game plans, you know, two athletes getting together saying, hey, let's conquer this year, let's win. And we would create a game plan for the year and discover that it wasn't working, that we abandoned that list early on in the year, just like everybody else, and experienced a lot of frustration and failure. And a friend of Dan's actually challenged him to come up with a one-word theme for the year. And Dan heard it, was a little confused about it, but finally he came to the place where he contemplated long enough and came up with a word for that year. And he informed me that we were going to scrap the game plan, and we were going to choose that one word for the year. And that's what we did. And we immediately found success. We saw life through the lens of that one word. And it started to bring positive change in many different areas of our life, which we had not experienced before.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.